All these places have their moments. With lovers and friends, I still can recall. Some are dead, and some are living. In my life, I've loved them all.
Experience their music with those you love. On Saturday, August 10th, at the 8th Annual All Ages Beatles Music Festival, taking place in the heart of beautiful downtown Hammond. Reserve your tickets now at BeatlesFest2013.com.
The car business is like any other business. You built up a good reputation. You try to maintain your product the best you can. You try to buy the nicest, the lowest mile product that you can sell in your market. And then you just treat people right after the fact.
Go see Joe at the Auto Store on the corner of Ridge Road and Indianapolis Boulevard in Highland. Call him at 219-838-3900. That's the Auto Store, 838-3900.
Not a rocket scientist. I buy a car, I sell a car, I try to treat people right. Stop by the Auto Store.
Thomas J. Scully & Associates has been representing claimants and Social Security insurance disability cases since 1984 and concentrates in veterans claims. We represent you at each stage of your claim and do all the legwork for you. We will also help you understand how your benefits are calculated, and attorney fees will not be collected unless we win your claim. With three offices, Chicago, Chesterton, and our main office at 506 Ridge Road in Munster, Thomas J. Scully & Associates can be reached at 219-836-1380. For more information, log on to www.scullydisabilitylaw.com.
WJOB 906 in the KMET right now, and yes, indeed, private eyes are watching you. They are the eyes of the community, and right now I'd like to introduce that the following program is a paid program, paid for by the Edison Community Watch, which is one of 12, I say again, one of 12 great neighborhood organizations in this great city of Hammond, dedicated to being the eyes and ears of the police department. And Janet Vanez is in the studio as Ann Herbert from the East Hammond. Am I correct?
East Hammond Pullman Crime
East
Watch.
East Hammond Pullman Crime Watch. Good morning, ladies, and welcome to
Good
WJOB.
Morning. Good morning. All
right.
How are you?
All right. Very well. Thank you very much.
Well, Gene, you stole my introduction.
I'm sorry.
So good morning. Good morning.
Say it again, Jen. Nobody's listening to me anyway. That's fine.
Yeah. This is the perfect follow through to Jim's previous show, talking about what crime watches do in the city of Hammond, how we can all work together to make our community safe. But I do want to talk, first of all, about one of the ways that all of us in the Community Watch and Crime Watch group organizations work together. We are partnering with the City of Hammond to host National Night Out. It is a crime and drug prevention awareness event. It will be on Tuesday, August 6th. At the Wolf Lake Splash Pad from 5 to 8 p.m. This is a nationally celebrated event. This is the 30th year that it's been celebrated nationwide, and Hammond has been doing it for the past several years, and we finally found our home at the Wolf Lake Splash Pad. It's a great venue for not only the children but the adults. So please come out, bring your family. There are going to be a lot of different activities for everyone. Each of our groups are very different. We tailor our meetings to our neighborhoods. What each of us has in common is our concern for our neighborhood and city, and our message is the same, no matter what group you go to call the police if you see something that is just not right. So as Jean said, one of our guests this morning, in addition to Jean from the Indiali Crime Watch, Ann Herbert is from the East Hammond Pullman Crime Watch. How did you get involved in Crime Watch, Ann?
Well, we had some crime that was happening in the community. This was about 6 years ago. And at that time, the Ministerial Alliance of Hammond, they got together with the community and decided that the community needed to get involved, that the community needed to come together. And at that time, the Ministerial Alliance were the ones that got the people together. And from there, you know, the Crime Watch was started.
Mm-hmm. That's terrific. How did you get involved in Crime Watch, Gene?
Well, actually, I'll tell you what. Some of our neighbors went door to door to solicit some membership. And we were more than glad to get involved in that because the Indiali Crime Watch has been going on for a number of years, went through some changes with the vice president and different officers and whatnot. But we were very glad to get involved with that because, frankly, there's 200-some-odd police officers in Hammond, Indiana, over 80,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think we can help these guys out.
Absolutely.
They can't do it by themselves, that's for darn sure.
And frankly, some of the police officers who are in our beat don't live in our neighborhood. So they don't know what's going on in our neighborhood. They don't know what is normal and what is not. And that's why they ask us to pick up the phone and make the call. You see all the time in the paper that an arrest was made because the police got a tip from a neighbor. And all of us working together is the best way to combat some of the situations in our neighborhood. Recently, there have been a couple of homicides in Hammond, unfortunately. And we need to remember, first and foremost, that these young people who have lost their lives are someone's son, someone's brother, in some cases, someone's father. And the loss of their life greatly affects what goes on in their family. On the other hand, we would like everyone in our neighborhoods to please, if you see anything that is just not right, please call the police within your own home. If you know that one of your children, grandchildren, whatever, a young person, has a gun and they are not old enough to carry a gun, please call the police. We do have our first caller, MX. I think, Gene, there we go. Good morning, MX.
Good morning, Janet. I want to say some things. You know I like to talk, so mm-hmm. Here's what I got to say. It's your saying, call the police. You know, as I listen to the radio and the callers on WJOB, as they go back and forth, I could tell a lot of them haven't been to the Crime Watch.
Mm-hmm.
It's your saying, call the police. If people would just call the police and let the police do their job, there would have Trayvon Martin, and he is a kid, mm-hmm. His life would have been saved, and then there wouldn't be all the backlash down the road.
Mm-hmm.
But this morning, I was listening to Jed and Gary. And if people want to stop the violence in Gary, if you're doing drugs, you're part of the problem. As you wake up in the morning, look in the mirror. Take a good look at yourself while you're shaving or putting your eyeliner on. If you're doing dope, even as a casual user, you're part of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And if everybody could just stop using drugs, we'd be a lot better off. The taxes would be better off. There'd be less killings. But for some reason, the two things that we can't get people to realize is call the police, and if you're doing drugs, you're part of that gang crossfire that little kid got shot. Remember that when you look in the mirror in the morning. I think if people could just have some common, good old decent sense and do those things, it would turn around on their own.
You are absolutely right, MX. We hear nationwide of neighborhoods coming together and marching. And in due respect to their efforts, I think it's fabulous to get the message out in the community, to let people know that the neighborhood is organized. But those activities seem to stop when the march is over. What is the neighborhood doing? What are you doing to stop what is going on in your neighborhood? You know, we ask people to pick up the phone and make the call. We don't want you to be, let's put it this way, we want you to be a nosy neighbor. We don't want you to be a meddling neighbor. Keep your nose in your own business, but if you see something that is going on next door, cars coming and going all hours of the night, loud music, I mean, you
right.
know what
right.
is going on. Please pick up the phone and call the police. You don't have to leave your name. I'm sorry, Ann.
That's exactly what I was going to say, was that you can call the police anonymously. You don't have to leave your name. You don't have to leave your address. And the police will respond. All you have to do is call. But a lot of people are afraid of retribution, and mm-hmm. that's unfortunate. But if you call, just don't give your name if you
right.
want to, you know, report a crime.
Okay, I want to say one thing. You said, what can you do for your community? First, I want to give thanks to Mayor McDermott, Janet Vanez, Officer Holbrook, Chief Brian Miller, everybody that's involved, and let us have that program. But as far as what you can do for your community, I remember going to the Crime Watch, and I don't know who the guy was, but he says, when people drive through your community, it's a picture window. So as far as MX, he keeps his alley clean, so when people drive around, they'll say, wow, maybe I want to buy a house around here. If everybody would just get involved just a little bit.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It would mean everything. I mean, if you drive somewhere, let's say it's South Bend, and you go through somewhere and you say, wow, there's garbage everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be here.
Right.
MX,
right.
thanks
You're
for
right.
your call, buddy.
Alrighty,
got to move along.
Thanks,
got him stacked
MX.
Up. Thank you, buddy. And Phil, you are live on WJOB Radio.
Good morning, Phil.
Good morning. I don't know if you've talked about this yet, but there was a tragedy in our neighborhood just over the weekend, and how it first came to our attention was the mail lady, who is just as much a partner in our neighborhood as anybody that owns a house over there. A house had mail had accumulated. We looked at the house, and the grass had been cut, so we thought things were well, and they weren't. Gentleman had died, an elderly guy, and he had been in there a while. And we knew to call his daughter, but it was too late by then.
Yeah. Thank you. Absolutely. Once again, call the police if you see something that is just not right. This gentleman who unfortunately passed away in our neighborhood, elderly, he always mowed his lawn. But it got to the point that he couldn't do that any longer, so they had a lawn service, and nobody had seen him for a couple of weeks, and unfortunately he had passed away, but it was the mail lady who called it to our attention. So,
not the first time that has taken place. As a matter of fact, mm-hmm. our letter carrier in our neighborhood found much the same thing. Mm-hmm. Someone who needed some assistance saw them through the window lying mm-hmm. on the floor and phoned the authorities.
Right, right.
Yes.
Exactly.
We've
exactly.
got Joe from Highland on
Alrighty.
Line number three.
Good
Joe
morning,
Good morning,
Joe from Highland.
Hello.
How are you?
Good morning there. I'm certainly a strong believer in Crime Watch. I'm a strong believer with our police. And what irritates me no end is how many times when the people have to act, police have to act in a certain manner, how many people, good people sometimes, accuse these police, why didn't they think? Why didn't they hesitate? Well, when a policeman, you only have a split second, don't you? You have to make a decision.
I wouldn't know. I don't carry a gun.
I'm sure the police will agree with me there. They have a split second to make a decision. Does that guy have a gun? And does that object he's pointing at me is a gun? So do you want a dead policeman, or unfortunately you may have to shoot the person? But I have to ask you people, do you think the percentage of bad people in Hammond, Gary, anywhere, is what, 40%?
Oh, no, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
What percentage?
Under 10%. Yeah. Joe, it's like anything else. You only hear about the bad that is going on, not the good. I will talk about, just for a split second, the meetings.
I want to make a point on it, but go ahead.
The meetings of Edison Community Watch. We always try to have a group of kids attend our meeting. And I always say, we only hear about the bad things that kids do. I feel that it's important to promote what the good kids are doing. So absolutely not. Of 40%, absolutely not.
No, I just threw that out there because I know it isn't there. It's probably about 8%, 9%, or something, or even less than that, probably maybe 5%. But here's my point: why are we letting this small percentage, and we're not doing about it, control our situation? The rest of the 95% of the people have to live in fear and can't use the parks and everything else? That's my question.
Well,
and
Joe, I disagree with you that, we're not doing all that we can. We are doing all that we can with what we have. And we need more volunteers. For instance, the 4th District in which I live and Gene lives, we have 3 Crime Watch groups. And we are the smallest district in the city. There are other districts that are much larger that only have 1 Crime Watch and or 2. We need more people to step up.
Let me make this comment, though, because before I get lost there. Okay. I'm saying there's an answer to that. Why not establish laws? If you use a gun to harm somebody or have a gun in a use of a robbery or something, you have a mandatory, no question, people mandatory 10 years. And if you hurt somebody, the punishment escalates there. And if you kill somebody, well, that's really going to escalate. Something's really going to happen to you. But you make that known to the community. And if we have to have more prisons, we buy more prisons or get more prisons. But you want to do something about it where you have laws established.
I understand where you're going, and it was a conversation that we had earlier about consequences. And that starts from the time a child is old enough to walk and talk and understand what you're saying. There need to be consequences, and you need to follow through on those consequences.
But you've got to face the situation that you have now. Yeah, I understand that. It should be in the progress. But you've got to face the situation right now, what's happening. And we do have a black crime problem in the Hill area.
Yes, we do.
But you've got to do something about it. Listen,
yes.
Not close.
All righty. Okay. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. That was a conversation that we had earlier about consequences.
No consequences. That's what my cousin
exactly.
Lee says, and he's quite correct.
Mm-hmm.
Puts it all
mm-hmm.
into focus. No consequences. I don't care if it's the 1x2 stick that we were talking about, the Board of Education, that mm-hmm. little paddle that you have,
mm-hmm.
or, geez, my goodness, the plea bargaining that goes on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and the recidivism rate is so great. It's the same people time and time and time again.
Mm-hmm.
It truly
mm-hmm.
is. And once again, 40%? No way. 10%? No way. My godson is a detective in North Aurora, Illinois. Mm-hmm. And once again, it's the same 2 to 3%
mm-hmm.
that makes mm-hmm. news time and time again. Let's face it, good news does not sell newspaper no. space.
Right.
The
it
bad news
lost.
Does. Sensationalism,
exactly.
that's
mm-hmm.
what sells.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're absolutely right. And that's why it is so very important for all of us who are involved and for you out there who are looking to get involved, to be aware of what's going on in your neighborhood. Do not be afraid to call the police. They are there to help us. They welcome our calls. And just pick up the phone and make the call. So, Anne, when does your group meet?
Our group meets the third Tuesday of every month at the Ophelia Steen Center, which is located at 5927 Columbia Avenue.
So that's Columbia and Highland, pretty
right,
much.
Right, mm-hmm. right across from Martin Luther King Park.
Oh, okay, mm-hmm. okay, okay. And Gene, what about Indy Ely?
As a matter of fact, Indy Ely, we've got our annual picnic coming up this Saturday mm-hmm. at Indy Ely Park. Once again, not specifically Crime Watch related, it's more of a social event. Again, which pulls the neighborhood,
absolutely.
Neighbors together, it galvanizes the community. You know people by their first and last name.
Mm-hmm.
I know a good many people by their face. I know their phone number by heart because we stay in communication
sure.
so much.
Absolutely.
I know your email address by heart because mm-hmm. we communicate so much.
Right.
Communication is the key
mm-hmm.
for starting this whole deal in motion, don't you think,
oh,
ladies?
Exactly.
Yes,
exactly.
Absolutely. And that is something that I think the Crime Watch groups have really evolved in their communication. I know with my group, which is Edison, I have over 350 names on my email list. And I send out crime reports. I send out events that are going on in the city. If something happens in a neighborhood and somebody lets me know, I send out an email after I verify it. I don't just, you know, send out something to alarm everyone. But, communication is key. And so many people come up to me that I've only met once and I don't remember. And they're like, I'm on your email list. Thank you for sending the emails. Your group, Gene, you communicate by phone primarily, correct?
Right, right. And,
okay.
and email as well. I've got to say, uh-huh. Interject very quickly that my wife also obtains the Munster Crime Watch reports via email.
I do too.
And we in turn disseminate that information to our mm-hmm. close neighbors because, let's face it, when it comes down to it, and I said this to the mayor of Gary last week,
mm-hmm.
when it comes down to it, it's truly yours, mine and ours.
Mm-hmm.
It truly is. Mm-hmm. And I'll make this announcement again. I want to say this publicly that any of the Crime Watch associations in Gary that wish to announce and publicize their events, please contact me at gino@wjob1230.com and I will relinquish part of my time on my music program to get the message out about your Crime Watch because, frankly, it's what WJOB does as part of the community initiative, and mm-hmm. I feel good about doing it. I feel like I'm part of the solution, not part of the problem.
Exactly.
Sure, sure, absolutely. And as we continue to say, all of us working together can have an effect on what goes on in our neighborhood.
Absolutely. There's many more good people than bad people.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
You know, one of the, and I will talk about our National Night Out event in a little bit, but one of the points on our flyer, it says National Night Out is designed to, and the last one says, send a message to criminals, letting them know our neighborhoods are organized and fighting back. If somebody is a problem in the neighborhood and there are constant calls, they are either going to curtail their activities or they're going to move someplace else. And your neighborhood will then be quiet. It's all about calling the police. I can't stress that enough. And I do try to go to as many Crime Watch meetings as I can throughout the city. And while each group and each meeting is very different, mm-hmm. they're all the same. You know, because we all have the common message.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Now, that keeps
Absolutely.
You hopping, my goodness. So mm-hmm. See, this is where being a council person at large really keeps you on your roller skates, right, Janet?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. But, you know, that's a way to, from that standpoint, to stay in touch with the community and know what's going on in the neighborhoods and pass that information along to the appropriate people. At the last city council meeting, one of the councilmen made the announcement that there was a homicide in another councilman's district and wanted him to be aware of it. And what that councilman didn't know was that we have been attending Crime Watch meetings in that neighborhood. We were fully aware of what was going on in that neighborhood. I called everybody from the chief of police to the mayor, to the Lake County prosecutor, to the Lake County sheriff, to code enforcement. Everybody from the mayor to the janitor knew what was going on that street. And where did I find that out? At a Crime Watch meeting.
There you go.
Absolutely.
Excellent.
Absolutely.
Excellent.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to being. AM 1230 WJOB 930 in the region right now. The voices you are listening to, other than mine, are that of Councilperson Hammond, City Councilperson at Large, Janet Vanez, and Miss Ann Herbert of the
East Hammond Pullman Crime Watch.
That's a long one. I'll tell you what. We've got another call coming in. Would you want to take one more call
sure,
here?
Sure, absolutely.
You are live on the radio. Thank you very much for calling. Who's this, please?
Hi, Tino. Good morning. This is Lori from Maryville of Workie.
Hello, Lori.
Hi, Lori.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Great. Good morning, Janet and Ann and Tino. Yeah, you know, we're involved in our Crime Watch in Maryville, and we're having a hard time getting it built back up again, but I don't know if maybe we need some guest speakers or if we should have some type of potluck or something, because we had it in one location at one time at our North Police Station, and that closed, so we brought it to Town Hall, and it just seems like it's really hard to get community out and coming into the meetings and stuff. It's kind of troubling.
I understand that, and believe me, it takes a while. Don't get yep. discouraged.
Okay.
It takes a while for people to remember that there is a Crime Watch. The secret to having a successful Crime Watch, one of the secrets is having it at the same location, at the same time, every month.
Regular.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, yeah.
And advertise it.
Yeah.
I know when... go ahead, Ann.
I was just going to say... some of the things that you can do to attract people.
Mm-hmm.
People love freebies. So if you can have like a 50-50 drawing, you know, some of the Crime Watches do that.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the Crime Watch groups, they do, you know, they have like coffee, you know, they provide coffee and mm-hmm. maybe a little snack or something,
mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, to lure the people in.
Sure. Incentive.
Sure.
Yes,
incentive
absolutely.
There. Lori, let me tell you, tell you very quickly that, Lori, when you have your next meeting, please contact me via either Facebook or email, and I will make sure that I announce it on the air.
Thank you. Our two council people that are very actively involved will be very happy to hear that, and that'll be great, because we do have coffee and donuts and everything, but the 50-50 might be a key thing, like Ann has said. That's good.
And Lori, I would recommend visiting other Crime Watches.
Mm-hmm.
Look in the newspaper and see when there are Crime Watches in neighboring communities. And that's kind of how I got started going to all of the different Crime Watches.
Mm-hmm.
I went to get ideas. And okay. It also gave me ideas for speakers. And I've gotten to know a lot of people countywide just from having them as speakers. We've had Bernard Carter, powerful speaker. And for him, you want to have a big crowd.
Definitely.
Linda Gergel from the Attorney General's office talks about Medicare fraud and identity theft. And I know Whiting Robertsdale is going to have a guest speaker at their meeting. I think it's next week, Thursday. The woman who is the mother of a shooting victim in Gary. And she is very, very powerful.
Lori, thank you very much for your phone call. We've got to wrap up.
Okay, all righty. Thanks, Lori.
Thank you, Janet. Okay, have a great day. Thank you, Lori.
Bye now.
All righty, Jean. We've got a couple of minutes left. Let me see. Hold on. Where's my notes? Because I wanted to wrap up and tell everybody about National Night Out. National Night Out, as I said before, is a nationally celebrated event. It is always the first Tuesday in August. So this year, Tuesday, August 6th from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Wolf Lake Splash Pad. There are going to be plenty of activities for everyone. Mayor McDermott will open the festivities. We have DJ Suave to entertain us. We'll have games and door prizes for adults and children, face painting for the children. The children can have their picture taken in a police uniform. We'll have fingerprinting, police and fire vehicles, sidewalk chalk drawing, and a drunk driving simulator, which will be kind of interesting for some of the adults.
Why are you looking at me, Janet?
Yeah.
Stop it.
And we just found out that Ronald McDonald will be arriving at 5:30 for the children. This is a free event. However, we ask for a donation of a cleaning product, such as Windex, Comet, Pledge, something like that, that will be donated to the Claude Street Shelter in Hammond. For your donation, you'll receive a free hot dog, chips, and pop. It's a great opportunity to meet some fellow residents and strengthen our neighborhood spirit and get to know your police officers and your firefighters. We want criminals to know that Hammond is organized, and we are fighting back. I thank you, Region. We look forward to talking to you next month. Remember, community is not just about me. It's about us. Absolutely. And we'll see you Tuesday, August 6th at the Splash Pad.
Edison Community Watch, thank you so much, ladies. Janet Vanez and Ann Herbert.
Jean. Thank you.
It's my pleasure. Have a great day once again. Edison Community Watch, working for the community. That's a great thing. AM 1230 at WJOB. I'll be back with some music after this. Stay tuned, please.